This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Hey-o, New School Edition, Three Horsemen Show. Big Easy, T.O., and Corey here with ya. Yeah, there's our names right up on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, thanks for joining us live on YouTube. If you're downloading us on the podcast show download via iTunes, Google Play.
Stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Inside joke.
Stitches.
Thank you for the download. Best week we've had last week, so thank you guys. Much appreciated. The Three Horsemen brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Go check us out. We've got a podcast for basically anything you can think of. We've got, well, we're local. We're out of St. Louis. We've got the Blues and the Cardinals. We've got T.O. has now joined Ian McCall on Storytime with Uncle Creepy.
Yeah.
That's your permanent gig now?
That I have.
Best color man in the biz.
Don't know. Hope not. Hopefully we can find someone that's a lot better for him to deal with.
So I want to talk to you about that, but not right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about we talk about American Animals with Eric Apple?
Yep.
How about that?
Great show. Great show. Love it.
How about Circuit of Success?
I've not listened to it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, that show gets tons of emails, from, you know, saying great guest, great show. So it's got to be pretty good.
Has really good local guests for the St. Louis area.
Yeah, a lot of good business stuff on that.
Yep.
Nationally, we've got Surreal Talk, Big Easy.
Sure.
What do you do on that show?
A lot of weird stuff. We talk about anything from Bigfoot to aliens. So
sometimes we cross over and do shows about a Chris Benoit.
True crime. Yeah, that was one of our best shows ever.
Crazy.
One of my favorites.
Ever.
Yeah, we just passed the 10th anniversary. So thanks for the downloads. Much appreciated. And we've also got shows about youth baseball talk. We've got shows covering Yes Brand with Hirsch Reffin. He's in Cannes this week, Cannes Film Festival.
We got the amateur sewing show, Stitches with Bitches.
Yeah.
What else we got?
If you can't find that one, just keep looking. Lineupmedia.fm. And for all you gamers, geeks, nerds, geek grab bag, we've got next-gen nerds. So
Surreal Talk on that. We do a lot of dumb shit on there. It's kind of nerdy.
Yeah, but conspiracies and shit, that's getting pretty popular these days.
Isn't that weird?
It's a new concept.
I've spent my whole life trying to stay away from it. Then I get through into the mix, and then it starts becoming popular. Yay me.
Dude, I'm a KISS fan. Like, I don't know what being a geek or nerd's about.
Yeah. You never put makeup on your face and walked around like a goddamn weirdo.
Halloween.
Sure, just Halloween.
All right. Well, last week was the other time.
Sure.
Just kidding. Hey, we're talking today. We're talking about those social media, just media whores, Lonzo and LaVar Ball. I still don't know which one is which. And their younger brother by the name of?
LaMelo.
Steve.
And LaGello will be at Lewis and Clark or UCLA next year.
One or the other?
Yep. And he's probably a jerk off as well.
Lewis and Clark University, for those of you who don't, yep. don't know.
University of Clark and Lewis.
We're talking about the women's Money in the Bank second time. Did they main event both shows this week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's because Stephanie was named to some influential women's list or some bullshit.
Women's revolution continues.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
Riveting stuff, Edward.
And look at you, boss. And we've also got plenty of other things to talk about. Might be a little bit shorter than usual, but we'll fit it in where we can get it in.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, first thing, Big Easy, do you know who LaVar and Lonzo Ball are?
No.
Big Baller Brand, as we all know him.
I don't know about that either.
I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, let me know what it is.
It's this jerk-off father that has three sons, and he is living through them. And I'm trying to think how else I can describe this. He was a failed athlete. He played 1 year at Washington State, I believe, football player.
He did play college sports?
Yeah, he played college football at Washington State. But he's came out and made these ridiculous claims that he was better than Michael Jordan and all sorts of shit. His son, his oldest son's a good player. He got drafted second by the Lakers. They're from California. So this guy thinks he's a prophet because he said all this shit that his son ended up playing for the Lakers. Then he decided to start his own shoe brand because he demanded $1 billion to partner with his family because it was going to be all three of his sons. The chubby one's not worth a fuck, the one that's going to UCLA next year.
Don't sound like they're all that worth anything.
He's not that great. So he ended up fucking up a shoe deal for his son, and he had to go out and license it himself, and they've just got the most generic shit. But the shoes are selling for $500. The slide-on sandals are like $250. T-shirts are $60. But the media can't get enough of this guy because he's just an asshole. He just gets on. He's like Don King, the boxing promoter. He just gets
on. America,
it's an insult to Don King.
And just speaks gibberish bullshit. But ESPN and Fox Sports and NBC, I mean, like, everybody just can't get enough of it. And true to style, WWE will do anything they can to get ESPN's eyes or whatever eyes of the mainstream media. They have these jerk-offs on TV, and it's the son that just got drafted by the Lakers, the dad, right, and then the youngest one who's a junior in high school, going to be a junior in high school. I'm assuming the one that's at UCLA right now probably couldn't go on because of amateur status or something. I'm sure there is some type of NCAA rule about him appearing on TV.
Oh, I'm sure. Plus, it's pro wrestling. I mean, he would have been in major trouble.
Yeah, so...
That was a joke.
Tiff
Crane!
They do a segment, and...
If that's what you want to call it.
The segment goes not to script. Shocker, because this fucking dad can't keep his mouth shut and just be normal. And as everything starts going on, the youngest one, who's 16-ish, is on with a live mic yelling, "Beat that N's ass, whoop that N's ass, whoop that N's ass," and drops two N-bombs.
What's N stand for?
NWA.
Never.
I don't think that's what it stands for.
Yeah. Right. So they cut the mics. They removed them. They were supposed to be at ringside for the entire match, and they took them out back. They said Vince McMahon was rather confused with what was going on.
There's a shock.
And Kevin Dunn was pissed.
You would think a 70-year-old man would have his finger on the pulse of what's going on today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think.
Who got anything out of this?
Well, the Big Baller brand probably hit their demographic with all the hillbilly wrestling fans. How many T-shirts do you think they fucking sold from that segment? Zero?
Not my guess.
Yeah. The kid was successfully booed in his home stadium.
Well, he only plays 41 games there a year.
Yeah, so great PR move by LeVar Ball and the Lakers if they had anything to do with it.
So is that right? He's going to play around 1,600 minutes of his life there this year.
Yeah.
1,600, huh?
Well, probably closer to 17. Yep.
So I don't know who benefited from it. I mean, it was on ESPN. It was in USA Today. It was on ESPN.com. I mean... But it was negative. Like, why? I just don't get the fascination of getting that type of attention.
What do people like about this guy?
That he's just a jerk off. He just shoots his fucking mouth off, and you never know what he's going to say.
I think it's getting more and more popular.
People love jerk offs.
People just think that that's a way to act.
Yeah.
Based on things I've seen lately.
No, I mean, 100%.
No politics. I sat there going, this is bullshit. You know, how can they be having these guys on TV? And then I think, remember the guy who had his dick cut off?
John Wayne Bobbitt? Just guessing.
He was on WWE TV during the most profitable, most popular time in the history of wrestling.
Was he?
They had the Whack Pack on. Oh. So, you know.
He wasn't part of the Whack Pack, though, like Howard Stern's Whack Pack.
Right.
He wasn't part of that.
I know. Naming other.
Other types. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah. So, I guess it's not the worst thing that's ever happened, but that segment might be close.
Yeah, I might have topped Bailey's This Is Your Life from about a month ago that they said was the worst ever.
And that's saying something.
Yeah. It was fucking horrible.
But did you see this guy dive into the ring and then lay on his back?
Oh, I was hoping he got hurt so bad. I was hoping for like the quad tear like Vince had.
Jesus.
That would have been awesome.
That and then you tear just, your shirt off?
They're built for a 49-year-old.
Not the point.
Yeah, you know.
You're trying to push a billion-dollar deal?
He's a businessman. Pretty savvy.
Is it savvy, though?
No, he's a fucking moron.
Well, I mean, what?
After Kentucky beat the shit out of them, after he said his son would outplay Fox and UCLA this and UCLA that, after they lost, he said they lost because they had too many white kids on the team. His exact words.
I know.
He's a fucking moron. He's going to make life for his kid miserable in the NBA next year.
Truthfully, you think that?
Every single game he plays, he's going to get every point guard's best, and they're just going to try to humiliate him.
See, and you know the other thing? I wonder where the old man will sit during Laker games, because you know that he will be getting shit talked to him endlessly if he is anywhere near the court.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, he got the high school coach fired at his son's high school, and the chubby fuck will be at UCLA.
So are you serious?
Yeah.
He got the high school coach of his kid fired?
Yeah, they're 39-2.
Probably had it coming. Fired.
It's on USA Today. Read the article. The guy's a fucking asshole. Like, really a fucking douchebag.
He played football?
Yeah, I believe so. And he might have played 1 year of basketball. I think he tried out for the Jets or something. I don't know. The guy was a nobody.
He's piggybacking off the success of his oldest, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just using this to make himself. He's not really doing it for the – I mean, if anything, he would be sitting there and letting his son talk.
And the kids want no part of it.
I disagree.
Well, did you see the one – I mean, the one that's actually been drafted, he waved to the crowd and really didn't say much and looked kind of uncomfortable. The youngest one was the one that was saying shit.
Yeah.
The one that actually has talent just kind of fucking sat there, like he usually does when he goes and does interviews.
Yeah. Do you think it registers with this idiot fuck at all?
No.
That he's ruining his oldest child's life?
He's kind of like a Bobby Heenan figure for him, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
But he doesn't realize that he's actually being a heel?
He thinks he's creating a brand.
You're confusing Bobby Heenan with somebody that actually knows, like, if this guy really wanted to do it, he could play it off, act one way, and then talk differently.
Sure.
He's trying to be like Floyd Mayweather and build a brand that way, but he doesn't realize that Floyd Mayweather's brand's built on everybody fucking hating him and wanting him to lose.
Mm-hmm. He might know that. Because if he doesn't realize they're hated
but
right now.
That doesn't sell tennis shoes.
Well, the other thing it doesn't sell is it doesn't help your son when he's a part of a team. Floyd Mayweather is by himself.
Exactly.
He relies on no one but his trainers. That's a team.
I mean,
but he wouldn't fucking go shooting his mouth off saying his trainer's a fucking idiot.
No.
What
happens the first time this guy throws fucking Julius Randle under the bus or throws, pick whatever player that the Lakers have, because it's never going to be his son's fault. That's already proven.
The headline is emergency room visit for number two pick.
Well, you know, we're talking too much basketball and too much about these fucking assholes already.
You've lost me.
Let's go ahead and move back to more wrestling.
I mean, it was on TV. It's on WWE television. So
yeah, I mean, that was the big segment they did this week. It's mind-numbing to me. I know they were in L.A., and I mean, it makes sense a little bit, but well, God damn.
Okay, so my other side that I was going to get to eventually, look at all these guys sitting in the back at TV. That never get time on television. Like, they complain about The Rock coming in to get a payday, We think they paid this fucking idiot.
I don't think they got anything. I think they got the
free. You don't think so?
They had the shirt set up in the ring. They had Ambrose wear one of the shirts out. I think that that was just plugging the brand.
But look at all the time you take. You don't even put your own employees on television, yet you put this guy on TV.
WWF, we'll see what the ratings were. I don't know if they went up. They're looking, it was a ratings for a free 4-minute commercial for their brand.
That's disgusting.
Sick. Whoring out their product both ways.
At its, literally at its worst.
Yep.
Well, that's why I said fuck this company.
I mean, the first segment, they were whoring out whatever show that Josh Dumel's doing or whatever. He was broadcasting or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, they should have brought Nick Swartzen out and had him make fun of every single thing going on.
Swartzen's funny. I like that guy.
Because he's fucking awesome.
He's a funny guy.
Other things that came out. There wasn't nobody gotten like a podcast fight or anything. No Pritchard Russo, no Cornette Russo, no nothing fun like that. But
Cornette's like just can't say shit now.
That's great.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to hear him talk about this fucker. It's great when he goes off, but whatever. I had Raw on and
What else bothered you?
It's just so bad. It's just so bad.
Yeah.
They wait for Goldust to do this. I'm like, all right, let's see what he's got. Let's see if this is anything different. This is the same thing.
Yep. No match. Just jumped him. Balor was over big. I noticed that. He had a huge pop. That's what the LA crowd's not big for that. Like, you never know what you're going to get with the crowd at LA. No. So for them to come out, they were hot for him.
Very hipster out there.
Yeah.
Don't care to really be a part of the show.
Yeah, but they were really into him. The Enzo and Cass stuff.
Yeah, that was brutal. Very, actually, I think
very predictable. But yeah,
predictable, and I don't even think real well acted. But
what are you going to do? Those two can't have a match.
I know
those two. I mean, like it's just it's a silly.
Unless you're David and Goliath, it they sure as shit ain't putting the little guy over.
No,
not in that company.
No. So and I mean,
last time I checked, anyway,
he can't even wrestle. I mean, like he has no in ring capabilities, really.
Can't even wrestle good.
So is he going to be on 205 Live now, or what do you do with him? He's got to be someone else's little sidekick.
He definitely ain't in 205. He probably seconds the Giant in a feud between those two for a month, and
Big
then
Show
goes away.
Yeah, he's not the Giant anymore. Oh, sorry,
dude. They were selling.
Sorry,
it's only been a couple years.
They're selling a shit ton of merch though. That's what they're talking about, like timing of breaking them up with the merch they were selling, which makes you believe, was somebody back there not happy that they were selling more shirts than fucking Roman Reigns? Or, I mean, it's just weird. I mean, you see their shirts everywhere in the crowd.
Funny, Enzo's been getting booed everywhere.
He was up until the split.
Well, they cheered the split. I mean, they cheered.
They went crazy when they reunited Monday night. Got loud.
Sounded like a little bit more of a pop when he clotheslined him.
No, they were booing.
Really?
Watch it back, yeah.
Well, watch it back.
I checked it.
From where? WWE.com?
No. If you DVR'd it, don't get the audio. But, I don't know why they would break him up so soon. He's not going to be a good heel. He looks like fucking Droopy the dog. He has no expressions.
I love Droopy. Just saying.
I don't think. I mean, Big Cass is going to be like fucking Baron Corbin. What they should do is send Big Cass over to SmackDown and let Kamala or whatever his fucking girlfriend's name is be in his corner and let her be his mouthpiece at least. Because he can't talk. He can't cut a promo.
I'll give you that. My favorite part that I didn't watch SmackDown, but I didn't know if you heard this. You'll definitely enjoy this. If you pick it up early.
Okay.
It's a little New Day tribute.
Heard of it. Hey. That's my buddy Booker.
We're coming for you, Usos. We're coming for you, Usos. Right?
That's... I get
there's a longer segment. I can't find it right now.
That's beautiful.
So
he went through the whole thing.
But they're playing from the ball in drop from Monday night.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
Whose idea is that, the writers or theirs?
Theirs, without a fucking doubt. Yeah. Those dodick writers couldn't come up with anything.
They probably have never seen
Didn't even know what fucking, yeah, no chance.
Who's Booker T? The guy that does the pregame shows? Do you guys, we have a pregame show?
He wrestled?
We have a pregame show?
Oh my God. He wrestled?
Harlem what?
Who?
No, no, no.
Who?
No, no.
Oh, God. That was the best thing that came out of SmackDown. You said the girls' match was good. I'm sorry, the women's match.
Women's, man, jeez.
It wasn't bad.
Hey, the revolution continues.
Something
Carmella,
like
that. Most talented girl out of the bunch.
Yeah, the cutest. Keeps it on her. True to form.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it away from your.
Did you watch the match Monday night? The gauntlet match?
Where they squashed everyone but Sasha?
Yeah.
Sasha?
How Sasha did? With
the lone wolf, Sasha Banks?
Has Sasha took on the Sasquatch?
They bury Emma. They bury
Bailey.
Dana Brooke.
All of them. Entire division.
Just. Hey.
And then they have the David and Goliath.
Yeah.
And she slayed that big-ass Goliath.
I just wish they'd let the good ones go at it. Didn't they beat Becky, too?
Yeah. No, not in that. Becky was in the ladder match last night.
No.
Alexa Bliss has an incredible ass, though. I will say that.
Really?
Well, we're on the Women's Revolution. I'm not really an ass guy.
Well, considering nobody's really considering a revolution, we're just looking at...
Google her ass.
Vagina.
It's legitimately one of the best asses in wrestling history.
Hmm.
For being a little gal like that, she has a dumper on her.
Good dumper. I love the
dumper.
You know what? Since we're just going to be men here, let's just break it down and be fucking men. Yeah. I know the wrestling crowd somehow gets politically correct, and then
we get rid of politically correctness?
Sure. What do you think of Bailey? Is she good looking or no?
No.
Why does she seem like a baby to me? Like, she's got this whole baby thing
going on.
Just
the gimmick they have her in. But she's cute. I mean, like, if we saw her out, we'd probably, you know, bang her.
Yeah. Several times.
I mean, just
with the side ponytail. She doesn't look like that outside of the ring.
No, but she's built well for a girl that's in her, you know, mid-20s, late-20s.
See, I feel like Maria Kanellis came back, and she's the best-looking chick out of all of them. Well, Lana's pretty. Lana.
There's a lot of those gals that are hot, though. I mean...
Are they going to get back to just being hot and forgetting their wrestling?
Slowly it's happening.
Slowly?
Well, I mean...
Did we just go off?
No, sir.
Okay.
But Charlotte's not in the main storyline. I mean, none of the girls that can work are on the same thing. They split the ones up that can work.
Totally.
And then they got rid of Charlotte, and if I'm her, I'm super pissed off because they take Charlotte away from Raw, put her on SmackDown, and then just give Alexa Bliss her entire gimmick. Instead of the queen, she is the goddess?
I don't know.
No, that's what it is. So Charlotte was the queen or whatever, and now this Alexa Bliss is the goddess of Raw. She's got the belt, but it's just simply you were replaced for a younger, better-looking version of a girl that can't work.
I keep going back to Bailey, and I just don't get it. I just don't understand. Same with Sasha until now.
They both can work, at least.
Oh, circles.
Yeah, I mean, they're
around
phenomenal.
Half the, same with Becky.
Alexa Bliss isn't bad. She's not bad like some of the... Emma's not bad.
What about Carmella?
Bad.
Wait a minute, Emma...
Emma's not bad. She's all
right. Emma's fucking gold.
Yeah, she's
They haven't
good.
Let her ever wrestle in, what, 3-4 years?
I tell you what, you see her and her Instagram pictures and anything away, they dress her down. They don't allow her to be hot because she might be the hottest chick in the company. She has, like, model looks. She's gorgeous, but they don't allow her. It's like Maryse. They dress Maryse down and have her covered up because... They don't want you to see her fucking six-pack abs and double D tits on a 110-pound frame.
You know, the fastest I've seen her move is when LeVar Ball started to run that circle around him.
Yeah.
She was like, get the fuck
away. It wasn't
away
scripted.
From me.
They were not supposed
not.
To fucking do anything.
Ugh. Yeah.
I would have had to have given it a shot too, though.
She's boo. She's good looking.
She's legit.
When do you think the talent vacuums are coming back, the Bellas. Or at least one. I don't know.
John Cena's coming back next Tuesday, so she'll be back next Tuesday.
Oh, they're setting Alexa Bliss up to get beat. Wait a minute, which one's on which?
Oh, I think differently. I think
Naomi. I forget about her.
They haven't done anything with Maria Kanellis and her guy since they showed up in St. Louis at that pay-per-view. I think they make the return when Cena hits the ring. Those two come out, take shots at it, and then fucking Nikki Bella's music hits, and it's that kind of shit.
John Cena comes back to make small dick jokes.
You don't talk to my man like that, bitch.
Mm.
You know, just setting the revolution 10 years forward.
Boy.
It's brutal. It's so fucking bad. I mean, like, it is just bad.
Well, it's just like we were talking about the other day. I don't know if E listens to podcasts about wrestling. What's killing it right now? Old school wrestling shows. Because you can't watch this stuff.
And it's also talking
about something that didn't suck.
But there's an influx of talent in the company.
Totally.
There's so many guys that can work. And these fucking writers can't push the right guys. If they would just listen to the crowd, it's kind of easy to do what the fans are cheering for.
I say the same thing.
Hey, I got an idea. You're a writer for a TV show, and your ratings start to go down.
Been there.
Start.
Low. And it's like, all right, well, why did they start to go down? Well, you can actually look when the ratings go down, when you're doing this or you're involving this person. All right, well, let's phase out that character and go back. I mean, like, what would have Seinfeld done if their ratings started to dip because they started being less funny and tried being more of a drama?
They'd have had O.J. Simpson on the show.
I mean, what the fuck?
Not a bad move.
It's not hard to figure out how to get more people watching this shit.
I agree.
Push the guys, like, let fucking Daniel Bryan wrestle if he wants to.
Not going
to
happen. I don't think.
Did you see what he sent to Cody Rhodes?
Yeah. Liability.
He's going to wrestle again, guaranteed.
You know, my brother Nick, shout out to my brother Nick, said the same thing.
He will wrestle again.
You think he'll leave that job?
Yes. Dude, it's a sickness. He ends up like the Dynamite Kid, part of him, fucking badge of honor.
Still got a hot wife.
Yeah, she'll leave if his dick's not working.
Yeah, plus I've never really thought.
And she's not that hot. Yeah,
okay.
Good call. Yeah, not hot at all.
I have to say the same thing about the other one, too.
At least she's upgraded her tits and got her ass in shape a little bit. She's not a skinny-ass vegan. No offense to all our vegan listeners out there.
Yeah.
Much offense.
Somebody that happened to stumble upon this.
The vegan podcast.
Oh, the real vegan show.
Now, let's talk about something that's like positive in wrestling right now. And I don't think any of us watched it, but the reviews for Glow seem to be.
Yes.
Like
I'm starting that tonight. That's it.
Yeah, I am too. Overwhelmingly, like. Through the roof, like Netflix's next like binge watch show.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because I thought it was gonna be fucking awful.
Allison Brie stars in the show.
I don't know who she is.
One of my favorite girls in the world. Used to be a nudist. I'm pretty sure that picture of her and Dave Franco is real, even though people say it's not. She is one. She's hot. Two. She's a good actress. Three, do you guys remember the original Glow?
Barely.
Barely?
No,
barely.
I remember it being on our local KDNL.
Right.
And
for whatever reason, I want to say I saw it on ESPN before, too, but.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows, man? We were kids.
That's awesome. Bray has a big rack. I was thinking of a completely different chick.
Yeah.
You know Awesome Kong's in that, too? Karma and WWE.
A lot of wrestlers are in it, yeah.
Oh, really?
Carlito.
What?
Yeah, Carlito has a role in it.
I'm going to find out who's all in it.
Oh, Brodus Clay is in there. John Morrison has a role in there.
Okay, here's
quite a few.
Johnny Mundo.
John Morrison.
No, that's he's a Lucha Underground guy.
Yeah, it's John Morrison.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. Alex Riley. I don't know who that is.
Yep, he was in WWE.
No way.
There's a lot of guys, yeah.
Joey Ryan. Don't know who that
is. That's the guy that did was that the dick move that Cornette freaked out about?
That's the guy.
Christopher Daniels / Frankie Kazarian.
It's got to be good, dude. If you remember
Brooke
the old
Hogan
one.
Makes an appearance.
Who is?
Brooke Hogan makes an appearance.
Good, I'll definitely watch it then.
If you,
Did she play like a Miss Piggy character?
No, she's a cam whore.
Cam whore? Is that what it says?
No, I made that up.
Oh.
Oh, I thought she looked like Miss
Wishful
Piggy.
Thinking. I got $100.
Oh.
You got $100, we'll go 50-50.
Mm.
We'll put a partition between us.
So do you, I mean, man, I remember they had one super hot chick. And I remember when the AWA went with them. I don't remember when the AWA, I've read about how it happened, and I was watching Super Clash 3. And they had some of these girls that were on Glow in the Women's Battle Royal at Super Clash. And I looked at this one, and she was well endowed in the front, chestal region.
Big boobs is what you're saying?
She went by the name Palestinia.
She's in there.
Palestina?
Yeah, and there's a wrestler that has a play off that name. So none of these wrestlers have the names of the real things. It's just like the likeliness. So, like, there was one wrestler called Jailbait because she looked underage.
Yeah.
And there's someone that plays that. I was listening to a podcast
about it yesterday.
No, it's
G-E-L.
No, it's just...
Because I remember Mount Fiji.
Farmer's daughter.
Who's the farmer's daughter now?
I don't know, but it's a different character. It's a different name.
Yeah, that was the first
Mount
name.
Fiji is like Kilimanjaro, like something like...
Mount
I mean,
Kilimanjaro?
No, but it's not... It's like different plays off of it, but you can tell
dude,
who it
I
is.
Dude, I gotta see this.
Yeah.
Is it funny or...
They say it's well done. They
Did
say
I do that...
that?
I don't know.
Whoops.
They say that the comedian Mark Maron just fucking kills his
I
role.
Can only imagine. Is it
say
like,
he does
is
a
it,
really good
is
job.
There a rating on it or is it for all ages? Oh, well, never mind. There was nudity, wasn't there? I gotta see this show.
You know, Mark Maron's a podcaster. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him.
Yeah.
Oh, what the? Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
We're his inspiration.
I thought you were dead serious.
He started about a year after we did.
Yeah.
And tried to get
Johnny come lately, dickhead.
We just started putting our stuff on the internet.
Yeah. You should check out our catalog. You won't find
Remember when we all didn't know each other?
No. I mean,
13 years ago when we started this.
Whenever I didn't know about you, I didn't care. Whenever I'm done with you, I won't care again.
Whatever, dude.
No, but I mean, there's going to be a season two. They've already said so. It's that big of a success.
So is this the next
Orange is the next black? Like
Orange is the next black. That's it.
No, I mean they're saying like
that's it.
No,
Orange is the new black, sir.
Orange is the new black. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the Orange is the next black show.
It's fine.
Or it could be the new House of Cards. It could
that's
be
the one I was looking for.
House Narcos. They got a lot of good shows
House
on there.
Of Cards.
Yeah, really?
House of Cards isn't a Netflix show, is it?
Mm.
I thought it was Showtime or something.
Netflix.
Oh, fuck me.
No.
It's a real big negative there, your boss man.
Sorry.
Sorry
to all of you.
Well, then, you at home, check out Glow. If you have Netflix, check it out. I'm guessing they posted the whole season all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Netflix rolls around.
Is it an hour-long show? Is it a half-hour show?
Let me look. I have it up on my screen here, actually. Let's see. The pilot was 37 minutes.
Are we coming for you, Usos?
The number two episode was 32 minutes. It looks like they're half hours each.
Yeah, right around there.
And the finale was 35 minutes.
That's cool. I got to check this out.
How many episodes?
10, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, you get that done tonight if you wanted to.
No.
It's funny. I guess it's not as satirical as, well, maybe it is in its own 2017 way. But if you remember the old one, God, it was so 80s bad.
They say that's the best part about it, that this is 80s to it. Like they.
Oh, really?
That, like, the music.
Does it take place in the 80s?
Yes, the way they talk.
Dude.
They said they drilled it with
I
that.
Love it.
Like, the cars, the music.
Have you
the
seen
hair.
Their other show they do that's, like a period piece like that? It's the camp show, Wet Hot American Summer.
I hated it.
You hated Wet Hot American Summer?
I watched, like, six episodes. They remade it.
I know, I watched that.
Well, they did like a prequel, and now they've got a post-quel coming out.
Yeah.
Well, they did it 10 years before, and now they're doing 10 years after. I thought the first one in the movie and the show were great.
I didn't think the prequel was that great. I tried.
Now, you say that. Did you guys ever catch it when it came out? Southpaw Regional Wrestling on WWE.com?
No.
Oh, with the skits they did from the 80s?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Did you like it? I thought it was kind of a shot at all the old timers, but.
Oh, definitely was.
I mean, I get that they're making fun of certain things, but man, they kind of took shots at like.
The Von Erichs?
The roads, yeah. Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. We'll check out.
Well, I mean, he had the one guy riding the motorcycle with one foot.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of a shot at someone.
And he had a Ribera Steakhouse jacket. Oh, never mind. Way too.
Yeah, we're getting a little.
Ribera Steakhouse is the one they all go to over in Japan. Road Warrior Animals got some things to do with it. He's considered the Grand Wizard of Ribera Steakhouse.
Grand Wizard, eh?
I think you guys get that. You should. We've talked about Road Warrior Animals' views on here.
How's he doing lately? Any any crazy posts?
Jesus.
He's selling some like DVDs that he can send directly to you with some real interesting ideas on it.
Yeah, real interesting views on his on life.
He's the new Ultimate Warrior. Oh, and by the way, check out our YouTube. I don't know if you saw it. I put up the Ultimate Warrior speech from 2005. Everybody seems to forget what this guy was before he untimely passed away.
Killed himself.
This guy was a fucking piece of shit. I'm sorry. But this Warrior Award...
Dude, maybe he had changed some. Honestly, maybe he had evolved. Maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't have those views anymore about the homosexuals and others.
Because queering is not how the world works. Believe in yourself. Oh, the Warriors.
Fuck him. Yeah, anyway.
I didn't know that.
I don't mean to speak bad of dead, but goddamn.
Did you not know about that?
Yeah, I did know about that, and I have been searching that a certain day last week because I was like, you know, what? Some other people had posted some things like, you know, you make this guy out to be a martyr. Hey, anything but. I'm going to be sitting here on a soapbox. Okay.
Get on it, man.
Check it out on YouTube. It's his speech at UConn. Some of you fans that have been have paid attention to things outside the business will know what it's from, but it's his speech at UConn where the fans just, or the students start jumping up and just calling him out. It's actually pretty awesome.
What the fuck were they thinking about having him speak at UConn?
It was the Young Republicans at UConn that had him. So the Tent Party, which is the party of liberals at UConn.
I've been to a tent party.
Not this kind.
No.
Anyway. Good God. Hey, we're running a little shorter on time, but I tell you what we're not going to cut out on. Stump the Snob.
Oh, yeah. Where is that? Hopefully I still have that up on my screen.
Wait a minute. You know what? You know what we need when it comes to Stump the Snob?
No music?
What?
Ding, ding, ding.
Who is that? Ding, ding, God? Ding, ding.
It's the warrior saying, fuck you.
Oh, hello.
You got a message from the warrior saying, faggot, you suck.
No queering. Queering ain't what makes the world work. It's time for Stump the Snob, ladies and gentlemen. Coming down is our host, Corey. Corey from Sioux City, Iowa. He's a fan of pro wrestling and...
In his spare time, dresses as animal.
And he loves to have things play on his computer.
He has a cat named Laurinaitis.
Hey, no talk about short-form illnesses on here. Big Easy, what do you have for the snob today?
So this man is a former WWF Canadian heavyweight champion.
Oh, this is good.
Who is this man?
That you're gonna be so mad that I know this.
God damn it,
Ernie Ladd.
That's the unpredictable Johnny Roz, ladies and gentlemen. WWE Hall of Famer Johnny Rods.
Johnny Rods.
Here you go, people. He knew who this fucker was. If you're watching on podcast, get on YouTube. Right around the let's see.
Why do you know who the fuck that guy is? How?
Johnny Rods was a jobber in the 70s for WWF. What?
Why were you watching 70s videos?
Because I watched the history of the fucking sport. He wrestled in Madison Square Garden. He was in the first Hall of Fame class.
Why? If he was a jobber in the 70s?
I don't know. Because he helped promote or he was an agent?
Oh, my God. It's unreal.
You guys get mad at me for knowing these things.
I'm not mad.
It's amazing.
I'm amazed. That's amazing. I was like, surely you'll never know Johnny Rod, the worst name ever, Canadian champ.
I could not help but laugh when I knew I knew it. I was like, oh, no.
No, it wasn't even a laugh. It was like the you knew right away, and then you had the arrogant snob laugh.
No.
It was like, no. You're going to be pissed that I know this one.
There you go. No, not at all.
Sorry to ruin your day, but I know who that fucking is from 32 feet away. My uncle took the picture.
Funny you should bring Johnny Rod up.
Theodore Smith took the picture of Johnny Rod at the Montreal Forum back in 1976 when he wrestled Stu Hart.
Wow.
And then from there, New Zealand's own right. Tony Garea will
one
take on the unpredictable Johnny Rods.
Who's this? Who are these guys? These are the guys I didn't know exactly who they were. All right, fuck, he knows. Who are they?
That is actually one of the tag teams that people had super high hopes for in 87. They were set to feud with the Midnight Express. That is the New Breed.
Yeah.
Chris Champion.
Yeah,
and
what is that name?
You know, the other name escapes me right now.
Oh, you lose.
Chris Champion.
It's the only name listed here. Let me find out here.
See? Nobody else fucking knows it either. I can't think of the other guys. Chris Champion, as they were getting ready to go on their run, got in a car wreck.
Died.
Came back. A cast.
Yep.
Sean Royal.
Yep, they were going to be called the World Champions in their second run after the car wreck.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Wow. I really got to turn
Were they
going
to be called the World Champions?
No.
Oh.
Nice try, though.
Are you
done? You got some confidence
there. Go ahead, Corey.
I got nothing else. I'm closing my laptop. And giving up for this week.
Chris Champion broke his arm, brought it back, and I guess they dialed up the cast and said it was able to take them into. If he dialed in the right stuff, it would take him to the new millennium, and then they were gone.
Sounds like he's on acid.
Yeah, no shit.
If you saw pictures as he got older, kind of looks like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Chris Champion and Sean Royal started out in Florida Championship Wrestling, or Championship Wrestling from Florida. I think they had changed the name.
Yeah, whatever. Potatoes.
Next week, I'm going to stump you. I'm gonna
yeah,
go back to the 20s.
I'm getting in on this now, too, because that just kind of bothered me that you just railed off that fucking old
Johnny Rod. Rod. Yeah.
Johnny Rods.
R-O-D-Z. We need to play porn.
Sorry.
Hey, we need to play porn name or wrestling name.
We get Brian in here. We can do the porn name thing. No problem.
Yeah. And if you're... and if his wife's watching, he watches way more porn
than anybody we've ever met in our lives.
Yeah.
More than Cromer. I don't know if that means anything to you.
No.
Doesn't mean anything to people who don't know about Cromer is.
Johnny Rod. Would have you known him as a wrestler or a porn star?
Johnny Rods?
Johnny Rod. Both.
Johnny Rods might be a porn star.
I bet there was one named Johnny Rods.
At least Tommy Rods. Something Rods. It's probably a family of Rods.
In a profession where they name somebody Brutus Beefcake, which is a gay porn magazine and gay porn bar in San Francisco.
No shit.
Given the name by Pat Patterson. Shit tends to happen like that.
Never knew that's where Brutus Beefcake
came
either.
From. Me either. Now you learn. See, we should just talk like this every
episode. We just need to ask you questions.
Yeah, for real. What do you know about Sensational Sherry before she was famous?
Who did she fucking wrestling?
She was trained in Memphis by... I don't want to say it was or Memphis or Alabama.
When did she get the sex change to become a woman?
What's wrong with you, man?
No.
Don't talk
talking
about
a great
that,
person like Sherry Martel who could beat up half the fucking guys in the locker.
Did she date Rick Martel?
That's my point exactly. When did she become a woman?
Birth.
Birth. Okay.
Who was she romantically linked with? Shawn Michaels.
You know they don't even say they never really say much about her. They just
are afraid.
Flair.
Hey, have you listened to the Pritchard podcast when they talk about Sonny and how she wrote in her book that Shawn Michaels liked her to apply red lipstick on over and over and over again.
Have you not listened to her talk about it?
I've never heard her listen. I've never heard her talk about it. I just saw the podcast. I just heard it on that podcast.
Oh.
That she was in
the
mirror.
She talks about it.
Yeah, it was in her book, but I've never heard her talk about how she, like, he would just have her coat red lipstick on as he, like, banged her from behind, apparently.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty fascinating stuff.
She did a Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels, I'm sorry, a timeline with Shawn Oliver. Never mind.
Yep.
Okay, we're out of here.
She brought it up on that?
She ended up going to more training.
Here's an idea.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to read here. Go ahead.
Crossover episode.
Yes.
Sherry Martel, we get a Ouija board and try to contact her. No? No? It's not going to happen? All right. We'll just throw that out there.
Oh, no. Sherry got trained by Grizzly Smith. That can't be good.
Jake Roberts fucked her then.
Well, considering... Never mind. Let's not destroy the name of Grizzly Smith.
What? Didn't he fuck Jake Roberts?
Grizzly Smith fucked Jake Roberts dead.
I know. I thought Jake Roberts was molested.
Grizzly Smith... Well, he was. But Grizzly Smith fucked a 13-year-old girl who had Jake Roberts.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. You'll have that.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah, I knew there was something about that. Was it Sherry Martel? No. Cleared that one up.
She was still a man
wondering.
At that point.
Why do you say the Sherry Martel is a man?
It sounded funny 3 minutes ago whenever I thought of it.
Oh, man.
I always loved Scary Sherry. She was great.
Yeah.
One of the scariest women ever. Her and Luna Vachon. Nightmares.
She always wore nylons and had the suspenders with it. I thought that's hot.
Yeah. Boy, I didn't. She really started to freak me out when she started doing the face paint, the glittery face paint.
Yeah.
That was weird. Before that, she was pretty cool.
I was never a fan of her.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Her weight would fluctuate, too. That's strange, but anyway.
She'd take those heels off and swing those bastards, though.
Yeah.
Or the loaded purse.
Mm-hmm. You know what might be better for... I'm sorry, I'm thinking about Stump the Snob. If you found guys that wrestle Mal and put them up, I'd be like, who the fuck is that? I'm not kidding.
We'll get you.
We will.
No, you won't.
We'll get you. All right, well, the Wrestling Snob signs off with a bit of confidence.
No, I mean...
It can't be done.
You're going to pick some guy you guys don't know, and it'll end up being like Harley Race. it's a young picture. I'm going to couldn't tell.
Snob.
Bastard.
What a snob.
Bastard.
Can't beat me.
Okay.
It's just not doable.
Next week.
I'm done listening to your
We'll be back next week. We're doing, for the old school edition, we'll be doing the end of the Monday Night Wars 2000 and the first few months
and
of 2000.
And we'll finally get into the good times of wrestling. The dead era.
Oh, yeah. We do that every week. We'll be back, and hopefully some wrestling news better happens, although this kind of was fun today.
It was a good time.
Yeah. So, for Big Easy, T.O., and Corey, the Wrestling Snob, we are out.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.